This is Rumble in the Morning on FM 99.
And now it's time for Stupid News.
It's so stupid and awesome.
Where we ask the important questions.
Are some people too stupid to live?
Why are people so stupid?
Are you effing stupid?
Here's Rumble.
It is Stupid News time here at FM 99 WNOR. Thought I'd throw this one in here as item number one this morning. This has been making the national news for the better part of a week. They got a mystery and they just can't solve it. From Marysville, Ohio. They're trying to figure out, police there are trying to figure out where nearly $40,000 in cash came from. More than $25,000 was found in the bathroom at a theater on Saturday.
Okay.
Then, and this is last week. And then Thursday night last week, they found another $12,000 in cash in the bathroom at a KFC. Now, of course, had it been Mother's Day, that would have explained the high sales at KFC that day. $12,000 in cash. Investigators say they're pretty sure the discoveries are related. It is Marysville, Ohio. It's not like this is some hotbed of banking.
Yeah.
It's, yeah. 25 grand at a movie theater in cash, 12 grand in a bathroom at the KFC.
Then you accidentally interrupted some like drug drops or something.
Yeah. Twice.
Yeah, somebody's in big trouble.
We're trying to figure out whose money it is and what possible connection it could be. The bills were found in multiple denominations, all the way from $100 bills down to fives and tens. So it's not like somebody went to the bank.
Yeah.
Right?
Police are urging anybody else who's seen the cash. This is funny. Police are urging anyone who might have found other cash dumps to contact them.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Be right there. Call you right now. They expect, however, that the Secret Service will soon join this investigation to try and figure out where this money came from and who it belongs to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But this is on the overnight national news last night. I saw it a couple of days ago on another one of the national news outlets.
It's odd that it's happened twice. I mean, if
in this town.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where in the movie theater was it found? Does it say?
Does not say. No, it just says in the Avalon movie theater. But, I mean, yeah, was it in the bathroom there, too?
Was it tucked under a seat? Was it, where was it?
Yeah. Was it in a bag that said, for shorty?
For shorty?
Yeah. Where is Marysville, Ohio? Is it a suburb of a big city?
Yes, Columbus. I don't know.
Okay. I thought you looked it up.
I believed you.
I mean, it's outside of Cleveland.
Well, isn't everything outside of Cleveland?
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah. County seat? Not seeing anything.
Man, look at Marysville.
Yeah, Marysville just sitting there.
27 miles northwest.
It is out. It's closer to Columbus.
Yeah.
There you go.
That's what I thought.
Of course, we have a station in Columbus.
Yes.
Yeah.
I've got cousins in Columbus.
Do you?
I do.
Well,
Karen
it's the home of the
Ohio State
University.
Yeah. Tell them if they dropped off any money in Marysville, it's gone.
Yeah.
She go. That is item one, missing money. Found money, actually.
Item number two.
Oh, yeah.
This is a follow-up story from one we had a few months ago, the attack of the Pink Dilly.
Ooh.
Yes.
I just saw that in the movies. Didn't find any money, but I enjoyed the movie.
The attack of the Pink Dilly.
Dilly.
A Florida man attacked his significant other with a Pink Dilly when they got into an argument about his limp-dy situation, as she called it.
Ooh.
She said
the attack of the Pink Dilly.
Not good.
No, not good. She said, you might need some erectile dysfunction medication for that. He got upset.
Snap.
And, he literally snapped and grabbed the Pink Dilly off the shelf. And he's recently been sentenced. He got 8 months in prison.
Are you telling anybody what you did to get in jail?
Absolutely.
Are you making up a crime?
Yeah. No.
And this was in Florida?
This is in Florida.
Where in Florida? Because there is a men's wellness centers in Miami. So if they want to, when he gets out, take care of the wet noodle.
Yeah.
Strong like bull.
He's also been ordered to pay $920 to the victim, as well as no contact. She, following his first arrest, because he was arrested once, let out on bail.
Yeah.
he wouldn't stop contacting her. Uh-oh. So they arrested him again. He was in jail for the past 3 months, and now he's just recently pled guilty.
The attack
of the pink dilly.
So what are you in for? My pee-pee won't work.
They arrest you for that now?
I just felt bad, yeah.
When he was questioned by the cops, he said that he didn't recall wielding the pink dilly.
He blocked it out.
Yeah. Just a blind rage with a pink dilly in hand.
Okay, so the state of Florida versus the pink dilly bandit.
Dilly.
Would have been a fair fight if she had one, too.
Big wobbly lightsabers.
You know, they do make that sound, depending on the setting. That's item number two.
Finally, this. Item number three.
My baby.
A Chinese woman who had an affair with a married businessman. The businessman died in a car wreck.
Oh.
The Chinese woman used frozen embryos to conceive a child, claim it was his, and now has sued his family for an inheritance for this kid. Married businessman somehow gets her hands on the frozen embryos.
Wow.
In a case that sparked heated debate in China, the woman sued her deceased lover's wife for part of his fortune as an inheritance for her baby boy. She claims that was her lover's son. She claimed to have frozen some of her eggs prior to the accident that were later fertilized with this guy's sperm at a private fertility clinic. It's not clear how she got her hands on the DNA.
Yeah, was he coerced or did he do it on his own? Was it meant for her?
Was it collected after he died? Looking for the answers here.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot of confusion
here.
Wait,
how do you collect that after?
They can go in and, believe it or not, collect what's in there.
Oh.
You know,
people have tried. Hey, there are people who lost significant others in horrible accidents that then they never had kids together.
Wow.
It can be done.
Yeah.
We've read enough of these stupid news stories to tell you I couldn't do it. You know,
well,
I know how to drive a car, but I can't build the engine. So it's that.
Yeah.
I'm going in. I'm gloving up.
Rod, lay back.
Wait until he stiffens up again.
What?
Happy Thanksgiving.
Wait a minute.
The woman cannot prove that the boy had been fertilized by the guy or that he had given consent to this procedure. Wow. Her claim, apparently her claim has been dismissed by the court, but she's going back. She'll do anything for money, they say. Wow. This is crazy story.
That's really wild.
Crazy story. Maybe she made the whole thing up. Hey, those three stories are true.
And stupid.
They are. And that's why it is.
Stupid news.